Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's Katie Gillen with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, Gardaí are investigating a collision involving a car and a van outside Clonmany on Friday night, after which the driver of the car involved left the scene. There have been calls for clarity after a Lifford Stranorlar councillor was informed that respite facilities at St Joseph's Hospital have been removed with immediate effect. The chair of the MICA Action Group has written to Housing Minister Dara O'Brien, urging him to meet with homeowners affected by defective blocks when he visits Donegal. And 487 admitted patients were waiting for beds at Irish hospitals this morning, with the second highest figure registered at Letterkenny University Hospital. These stories in full plus more to follow. Kenny Herkin will be here with all the latest in sport at around 5:15. Gardaí are investigating a collision involving a car and a van outside Clonmany on Friday night, after which the driver of the car involved left the scene. They're also investigating a single vehicle crash in the Cranford area in the early hours of this morning. During the Community Garda information feature on this morning's 9 till noon show, Garda Sean Sweeney made this appeal for information.
This occurred in hour 2:45 at the Pans in Cranford. In the early hours of Tuesday, 6 August, at approximately 2:30 a.m., the vehicle involved was believed to have been travelling from Carrigart towards Cranford, and the collision occurred. So the driver and passenger were taken to Letterkenny University Hospital and received treatment for injuries sustained which weren't life-threatening. So we're appealing to road users who travelled on that stretch in the early hours that morning and who may have dashcam footage to make it available, or any relevant information, please pass it to Gardaí in Milford on 915 3060.
So that's this morning, so yes, it should be very fresh in people's memories.
Yes.
A road traffic collision also being investigated in Clonmany.
Yes, involved a van and a car. It's occurred on the R238 at Halla, Clonmany, on Friday the 2nd August at approximately 8:55 p.m. So the van was travelling from Buncrana towards Clonmany and the car was in the opposite direction at the time of the collision. The driver and two passengers of the van were taken to Letterkenny University Hospital for, again, non-serious injuries. The driver of the car did not remain at the scene, so our appeal is to anybody who witnessed the collision, who also may have travelled along that route on that night, may have observed a person or persons on foot, make contact with Gardaí Buncrana. Again, we're looking for dashcam footage. If you have it, make it available. And contact Gardaí Buncrana on 932 0540.
All right, so the vehicle remained at the scene, but the driver didn't.
That's correct, yeah.
There have been calls for clarity after a Lifford Stranorlar councillor was informed that respite facilities at St Joseph's Hospital have been removed with immediate effect. It is believed the decision was made after a HICWA inspection on Friday. Councillor Dakota Nick Vanman says the questions the community has must be addressed immediately by the HSE.
I was contacted by a concerned person whose relative was due to go into St Joseph's on respite, but that they got the call yesterday to say that all respite was being cancelled due to a HICWA inspection that took place on the Friday prior. And staff in St Joseph's were only notified yesterday that this was happening. So it's quite drastic, and it's definitely a cause for concern, as it's so important that we do have respite services here in our community. And I've also been notified that current residents here are availing of respite will have to move out by the end of the week, which is also very concerning as to where they will go. When I was speaking to the person, they said that the nurse in charge wasn't aware of what the restriction was that HICWA had. But from what I can gather, it seems to be an issue with the ward that respite services are on, as other wards are still open and operational. It puts a lot of stress on families. A lot of people aren't able to do the travelling either, and especially the patients themselves. And it's not fair to take them out of their communities. And this is something we really need to fight for, is to keep our community services and keep our people local when we can. Well, I would like to see that the HSE would give proper reasoning and being able to give the people the information instead of a drip feed. And the HSE just needs to be more clear with communities and listen to our concerns.
The chair of the MICA Action Group has written to Housing Minister Dara O'Brien, urging him to meet with homeowners affected by defective blocks when he visits Donegal. A recent plenary meeting of Donegal County Council was told by Councillor Kieran Brogan that Minister O'Brien would be in the county very shortly and he would meet with affected homeowners during that visit. However, MAG chairperson Lisa Hone says that must be a meeting in a public forum at which affected homeowners will be able to ask the minister questions and outline their experiences to him. Ms Hone says Minister O'Brien needs to understand the real situation on the ground.
We've had the scheme in place for over a year now. So we have the very real and lived experience of the homeowners who are trying to navigate the scheme. So what we're asking is that he meets with impacted homeowners in a public forum. What we don't want is necessarily just kind of, you know, a meeting with two or three people. What we want is him to feel and understand the anxiety, the stress, the dilemmas. Like, there's people who are entitled to go forward in the scheme and they can't go forward in the scheme either because of literally practical measures, as in physical impediments which are stopping them go forward, or financial issues. There's a whole plethora of stuff. He's done a review, which was a nice little cozy review that he seems to have done internally within government departments. And he's saying he's satisfied. Well, there's a massive disconnect between that and what is going on the ground and the letters we have and conversations that we have on a daily basis with homeowners trying to navigate this scheme. And he needs to get real and he needs to come into a room of homeowners who are living and breathing this every day, stressed out, and just hear from them directly all the different scenarios. There's a lot of issues. There's some fundamental flaws with the scheme right now. And for him to say he's satisfied, I mean, what planet is the man living on?
487 admitted patients were waiting for beds at Irish hospitals this morning, with the second highest figure registered at Letterkenny University Hospital. 103 of those patients were at University Hospital Limerick, 49 in Letterkenny and 46 at Cork University Hospital. The INMO's trolley watch figures show that nationally 353 patients were waiting in emergency departments, while 134 were in wards elsewhere in the hospital. There were 22 in the emergency department and 27 on wards at Letterkenny University Hospital. A West Donegal councillor says Uisce Éireann continues to refuse to meet with local representatives, while people in Fallcarra, Gordahork and into Gweeddore and the Rosses are once again without water because of reservoir issues. Councillor Michael McClafferty says on Sunday and yesterday he sought water tankers and got no response, with several businesses now unable to function properly because they don't have a water supply. He told Greg Hughes on today's 9 till noon show it's clear there's a major problem with the reservoir and pumping station and it needs to be addressed as a matter of urgency.
The pump station is faulty, and I challenge any Irish water official who wants to come on and challenge me out of that there's nothing wrong with the pump station. But I'm putting it clearly out in Hale Radio, there is something wrong with the pump station and Gordahork, and we are not being told the truth about it. And this is what has been happening all weekend. The pump station is giving problems, and until that is resolved, we are going to be in the same situation going forward. And as well as that too, Greg, there is not next or near enough of staff, Irish water workers, to be out on the ground working either. Up until the weekend, we've had many water buses in the Fallcarra area in recent weeks, as you know, from time to time. The weekend now that run at the minute, it's problems between the pump house and the reservoir, I'm told, but the pump house is actually giving the main problems. The operation plant, as they call it, they can't get it to function properly. It was going yesterday afternoon, as you see in my Facebook page there. I did say it was going, but it wasn't guaranteed. The workmen were at it there all weekend from Saturday night right on through the night, I might add. Mm. Probably got no sleep at all, to be fair to them. God love them. We're back further back than ever we were now.
In a statement to Highland Radio News, Uisce Éireann confirmed crews have carried out repairs following the shutdown and at Ardsbeg Water Treatment Plant, which impacted supply customers in Derrynconner, Fallcarra Village and surrounding areas over the weekend. Uisce Éireann's Paul Lyons acknowledged the inconvenience of an unplanned outage and thanked customers for their support while crews worked to ensure water supply was returned. Police in the north say it's clear there's paramilitary involvement in the disorder across Belfast since Saturday. There was more violence last night in the south of the city and a Muslim supermarket was targeted again. James Gold reports.
This morning I met the owner of the supermarket on the Donegal Road. He was sitting on a chair outside his totally destroyed shop, telling me it was his place of work. Where else does he go? I got speaking to Jamal. He's one of the employees.
I don't feel safe here, you know. Nothing you can say that my shop. Every day is no sleeping, nothing, no eating, because look what happened here.
Later in the day, PSNI Temporary Assistant Chief Constable Melanie Rogers gave this update.
There was an element of organisation and orchestration from what appeared to be older adults present at the scene. I have no doubt there is a paramilitary element to this.
Police also said that water cannons can be deployed to deal with disorder if necessary.
Meanwhile, the Irish flag is being misused, according to some. Over the weekend, the tricolour was held alongside the Union Jack at the riots in Belfast, in which people were injured and police cars were set on fire. Over recent months, multiple protests have been held where the flag was defaced or held close to people abusing Gardaí. Joe O'Shea, editor of Cork Bio, is fed up of those scenes.
And I think it actually it reveals the true colours of these gangs, of these people. Right? In recent months, we've seen our flag carried, wrapped around the shoulders of people throwing bricks at Gardaí. We've seen it wrapped around the shoulders of people cheering the repeated arson of buildings in our communities. We've seen it wrapped around the shoulders of people who scream abuse at people for no other reason than they're not the same colour as them.
Police in Derry made an arrest after suspected class drugs were seized yesterday evening. The arrest was made while police were on patrol in the Waterside area. Tom Douglas has this report.
Shortly before 11 p.m, Waterside neighbourhood policing team officers in the Strathfoyle area were alerted to a vehicle and the way it was being driven. Officers subsequently spoke with the male driver and conducted a search, which resulted in the seizure of a quantity of suspected Class A drugs. The male was arrested on suspicion of possession of a Class A controlled drug, being concerned in the supply of a Class A controlled drug and possession of a Class A controlled drug with intent to supply. Inquiries by police also resulted in the male being arrested on suspicion of driving-related offences, including driving when unfit through drink or drug, driving while disqualified, and using a motor vehicle without insurance. The man arrested remains in custody at this time.
The time is 12 minutes past five. We'll be back after this short break. The time is coming up to 14 minutes past five. Kenny Herkin is here with all the latest in sport.
Thanks, Katie. Good evening. Starting with Olympics and Irish Olympic history awaits Kelly Harrington tonight. The Dubliner can become the first Irish boxer to win back-to-back Olympic golds. Harrington faces China's Yang Wenlu in the lightweight final at Roland Garros. They're due in the ring just after 10 o'clock. And eighth is the best Finn Lynch can hope for in the men's dinghy medal race. Now, the start of that race has been delayed due to light winds in Marseille. And the Irish track cycling team of Laura Gillespie, Mia Griffin, Kelly Murphy and Alice Sharp, they're all taking part in the women's team pursuit that is currently on at the moment. The eight fastest teams out of 10 will advance the first round proper and they'll then be paired according to qualifying times. Rashid Adeleke has avoided European champion Natalie Kaczmarek in tomorrow's 400 metres semi-finals. The Tala native has been drawn in the lane 8 for the first of three semi-finals, from which the top two will qualify along with the two fastest losers. Sophie Becker and Charlene Maudsley failed to make those semi-finals via this morning's repechage. And Sarah Healy and Sophie O'Sullivan, they'll go in tomorrow morning's repassage in the women's 1500 metres. Both were seventh in their respective heats this morning, with O'Sullivan's new personal best securing her place at next year's World Championships. And 18-year-old Jake Passmore narrowly missed out on a semi-final place in the 3-metre springboard diving. His sixth dive total left him 21st, with only the top 18 making it through. And there was disappointment for Shane Sweetman and Daniel Coyle in the individual show jumping final today. Shane Sweetman on board James Cruz Cairn placed 22nd with a total of 12 faults. Coyle and his horse Legacy retired, having collected 16 faults. Moving on to soccer, and Rangers begin their bid to reach the Champions League group stages tonight. The Scottish Premiership runners-up take on Dynamo Kiev in the away leg of their third round qualifier in Lublin. The Polish city is hosting the match due to the ongoing war in Ukraine. Hampden Park is the venue for next week's deciding leg. Back locally at home, Shaunie Maguire's returned to Cork City 7 years after his departure to English football. Now 30, the former Republic of Ireland international striker signed a multi-year deal with the First Division leaders. Maguire's arrival follows the return from St Pat's of Rory Keating. Meanwhile, Will Jarvis admits he didn't want to leave Shelbourne. The forward has been recalled by parent club Hull City, having provided 8 goals and 5 assists to the Premier Division leaders. In ladies soccer, holders Athlone Town have been drawn away to Treaty United in the quarter-finals of the Women's FAI Cup. There'll be a Dublin derby clash of Shamrock Rovers and Shelburne. DLR Waves, they'll host Sligo Rovers, and Bohemians, they travel to Cork City. And some underage League of Ireland action this evening. Under-17s, Derry City, they play Finn Harps. That one's on at 7:30 this evening in Aileach. Cross-channel, Manchester City have agreed a €75 million fee for Julian Alvarez with Atletico Madrid, which could rise to €95 million with add-ons. Alvarez has made 103 appearances in two seasons for City since arriving from Argentine side River Plate in 2022. More than 40 of those appearances have come from the substitute bench. And West Ham, they have announced yet another arrival, Argentinian World Cup winning midfielder Guido Rodriguez. He moves on a free transfer on a two-year deal after his Real Betis contract expired last month. Rodriguez follows yesterday's signing of Germany forward Niklas Füllkrug. There have been six new additions to West Ham's squad this summer. In Gaelic Games, the GAA have announced they're seeking expressions of interest for broadcasting rights to the All-Ireland Senior Football and Hurling Championships. It comes after the association were advised by the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission to go to tender for their rights packages. The offer includes the games currently being broadcast by GAA Go. And finally, for this evening in boxing, Roisin Hegarty of Illy's Golden Gloves, she'll make her European debut at the European Schoolboy and Schoolgirl Championships in Bosnia later this evening. Roisin from Letterkenny is in quarter-final action against the Russian Parashikova, and a win will guarantee Roisin at least a bronze medal. That's your sport for this evening. It's back to Katie.
Thanks, Kenny. Gardaí are investigating two incidents of criminal damage in the county, one at a house in Dunloe a week ago today, the other involving two cars in Clonmany on Sunday night. Donna Marie Doherty has more.
In the early hours of Tuesday last, July 30th, the front sitting room window of a house on the Guidor Road in Dunloe was smashed between 1am and 7am. Anyone with information is being asked to contact Gardaí in Milford. Meanwhile, Gardaí are investigating two incidents of criminal damage at Clia Clonmany on Sunday last, August 4th. Two cars that had been parked at a private residence at that location along the R238 Clonmany to Drumfries Road were both keyed on the driver's side as their owners attended the Clonmany Festival. The rear passenger brake light was also damaged on one of the vehicles. Anyone with information is asked to contact Gardaí in Buncrana.
Gardaí are investigating an alleged assault that occurred at Park Lane, Buncrana on Monday of last week between 6 and 6:15pm. A male and a female youth are reported to have been assaulted by a woman and a male youth, sustaining non-life-threatening injuries. Gardaí are appealing to anybody who may have travelled in that area on Monday, July 29th with a dash cam to make the footage available to them, and anyone with information is asked to contact Gardaí in Buncrana. An Inish Owen councillor has called on the HSE to engage with stakeholders in order to provide respite services for children and adults with special educational and additional needs. Councillor Finan Bradley says the school holidays are putting pressure on both young people and their families. He is seeking a meeting with the HSE as a matter of urgency to progress the issue. Councillor Bradley says it is high time the HSE took action.
There's absolutely no respite services or respite facilities for these children, young adults and their families. There are great organisations in Buncrana like iCare and like Cash and the Core. And I mean, they provide absolutely wonderful facilities and services to the children and their families. But they close in the evening time. And what I would be looking for is more residential settings. Well, quite often children and young adults who have additional needs need routine. And when there's any break in routine, it just sets the apple cart completely for them. So obviously when the school is closed at any time throughout the year, but in particular in the summer when it's closed for a prolonged period, that routine is gone completely. The school bus doesn't come in the morning to pick them up. They don't wear their uniform. They're not seeing their friends, their teachers or their SMEs that they're familiar with. There has never been any proper or meaningful engagement from the HSE in relation to such a facility or such services in this area. They just seem to be burying their head in the sand. And what I want to see, quite honestly, is I want to see a facility built, a purpose-built facility, created here in Dunclana, in the wider Dunclana area, where these children and young adults can go. Some of them would say to live long-term, and it would be a residential setting in that sense, but also that there would be respite facilities if families needed respite for a weekend or for a week or for any reason, that that would be there for them.
Gardaí are seeking information about the movements of a van in the vicinity of Rathmullen on Wednesday afternoon last. Garda Sean Sweeney made this appeal for information earlier today.
This is the area of the Kinnegar Road, Rathmullen. It's occurred on Wednesday, 31st July, at approximately 3:20 p.m. The vehicle in question is a white Mercedes van. We're appealing to anybody whose dashcam footage may have travelled on the road or in the area of Clearwater, Rathmullen, between 3 p.m. and 4 p.m. to make the footage available. Or if anybody has any information, please help us by contacting Gardaí Milford, 915-3060.
Ireland is on course to record 200 road deaths for the first time in almost 15 years. Road deaths in July were the worst for a decade, with fatalities soaring to 115 so far in 2024. A roads enforcement campaign over the bank holiday weekend detected almost 1,000 people speeding, while 127 people were arrested for driving under the influence. Irish Independent reporter Ralph Regal says the number of deaths shows no signs of slowing down.
So if we continue at the current trend, we're going to come very, very close to 200 deaths in the year. We may actually exceed it. And if we do, it'll be the first time since 2010. If you look at it in 2021, albeit kind of the tail end of the COVID pandemic, that was reduced to 130 deaths.
Culture Night 2024 has been launched at the National Gallery in Dublin. It will take place on the 20th of September this year, with the Arts Council inviting communities to embrace the values of inclusiveness, discovery and belonging. Last year, there were almost 40 events across Donegal. Speaking ahead of this morning's launch, Director of the Arts Council, Maureen Kenley, said it's become a very important tradition.
What we're trying to do is to include everybody in Ireland, and it's a very, very open and accessible event. You'll have communities who mightn't engage in the arts so much the rest of the year, and they are participating in Culture Night. And it's a very joyous, very unifying, inclusive event. We will be taking events right up to the date. People can contact us by accessing the website culturenight.ie and figuring out then how to register their event with us. And we'd very much encourage people to do that. You know, there's still lots of planning time. We've still got 7 weeks to go.
Local Link has said it is now in a position to progress the expanded and upgraded public transport service for Inishowen, with successful operators now notified after what was a robust procurement process. They hope to have these services up and running by mid-September, at which point they will then begin a re-tendering process for the smaller demand response type service that will operate door-to-door. Councillor Albert Doherty is welcoming the news and encouraging people to engage.
Very encouraging with the input of a new timetable and a review of services, and indeed the service Rural Link provide is critical for the Peninsula of Inishowen. So they're able to announce a review and a new programme commencing hopefully in mid-September. I will hold full council. I want to welcome that. I will hold full council, but school bodies and pricing is shared with us. We might have a further comment in the autumn, but an increase in services for the people of Inishowen serving a vital rural link is very, very welcome.
They are stressing as well that all the contractors that have been successful in this tendering process are local contractors based in Inishowen. That's local jobs, that's local business, that's to be welcomed, I'm sure, too.
That's extremely welcome. The knowledge, the know-how, and now the additional employment in the peninsula for the firms or the service being delivered is extremely welcome, Donald.
Finally, they have indicated that they're going to re-tender for effectively a demand-led door-to-door service. It'll be worked on a smaller scale. It'll be somewhat more integrated, that re-tendering process starting shortly. You'll be interested to see how that pans out.
Yes, very much so. And indeed, I think all and any and every view from the general public that they want to share, they'd be very welcome, because we want to see what has been delivered that's effective and efficient, and what remains to be done.
And now for the weather, a mix of sunshine and cloudy patches this evening with scattered showers and blustery southwesterly breezes. Rather cloudy tonight with scattered showers and moderate to fresh winds, lowest temperatures of 11 to 13 degrees. To conclude this evening's bulletin, Gardaí are investigating a collision involving a car and a van outside Clonmany on Friday night, after which the driver of the car involved left the scene. They're also investigating a single vehicle crash in the Cranford area in the early hours of this morning. There have been calls for clarity after a Lifford Stranorler councillor was informed that respite facilities at St Joseph's Hospital have been removed with immediate effect. It is believed the decision was made after a HICWA inspection on Friday. The chair of the MICA Action Group has written to Housing Minister Dara O'Brien, encouraging him to meet with homeowners affected by defective blocks when he visits Donegal. A recent plenary meeting of Donegal County Council was told by Councillor Kieran Brogan that Minister O'Brien would be in the county very shortly and he would meet with affected homeowners during that visit. And 487 admitted patients were waiting for beds at Irish hospitals this morning, with the second highest figure registered at Letterkenny University Hospital. 103 of those patients were at University Hospital Limerick, 49 in Letterkenny and 46 at Cork University Hospital. That's all from the newsroom for now. We'll be back with the headlines at 6 o'clock. The obituary notices for this Tuesday evening, August 6th. The death has taken place of Norma Glenn, Money Gregan, Newton Cunningham. Her remains will repose at her son Ivan and daughter-in-law Patricia's home from 6 p.m. this evening. Funeral leaving from her home at 1:30 p.m. on Thursday for 2 p.m. service of thanksgiving for her life in Newton Cunningham Presbyterian Church, followed by burial in the adjoining graveyard. Family time pleas from 10 p.m. to 12 noon and on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only please, donations in lieu if desired, to Newton Cunningham Community First Responders, care of any family member, or Terence McClintock Funeral Director. The death has taken place of Peter Nolan, C. Spray, Cullinane, Redcastle. Funeral arrangements to be confirmed later. The death has taken place of Kevin Gallagher, Cavan Hill, Lifford. Reposing at his home from 7 o'clock this evening. Funeral leaving his home on Thursday morning at 10:20 for Requiem Mass in St Patrick's Church, Murlough, Lifford at 11 a.m, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Family time please from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. The Requiem Mass can be viewed at clonleeparish.com. The death has taken place of Delia McMonagall, Ní Carr, Buncrana, and formerly of Urris, Clonmany. Delia's remains are reposing at the family home in Leenan, Urris, Clonmany until 9 p.m. tonight, and tomorrow from 12 noon until 9 p.m. Funeral from there on Thursday morning at 9:30, going to St Michael's Church, Urris, for Requiem Mass at 10 o'clock, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only please, donations in lieu, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or McFeely Funeral Directors. Delia's Funeral Mass can be viewed on Church Services TV. The death has taken place of Jackie Hunter, Findrum Convoy. The family home is private, please. Jackie will repose at Terence McClintock's funeral home, Ballybow, today until 6 p.m, followed by removal to St Mary's Church Convoy for reception prayers and to repose overnight. Funeral Mass there tomorrow morning at 11 a.m, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only please, donations in lieu, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or Terence McClintock Funeral Director. The death has taken place of Patsy Greer, 2 Drumnamona Estate, Umlach, Carrigart. Funeral from there on Thursday, going to the Church of St John the Baptist for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Family time from 10 p.m. until 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place of Margaret Doherty, Maggie Henn, Disternan, Glenealy. Maggie's remains are reposing at Eamon McLaughlin's funeral home tomorrow from 6 p.m. until 9 p.m. Funeral from there on Thursday morning at 10:15 a.m. for 11 a.m. funeral mass in St Mary's Church, Bochan, followed by interment in Bochan Graveyard. Funeral mass can be viewed live on culdaffparish.com. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member. The death has taken place of Jack Lavin, Drenan, Ballybuffet, and late of Swinford, County Mayo, reposing at his home. Requiem Mass tomorrow at 11 a.m. in St. Patrick's Church, Crossroads, Killygordon. Burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Mass can be viewed on St. Patrick's Church Facebook page. Family time, please, before the funeral tomorrow. Family flowers only. Donations, if desired, to St. Vincent de Paul Society. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.